The story on participations in highway trust funds?
Well, they can buy them, Mr. President, but we wouldn't ever put them in that trust fund because it's one that needs very great liquidity. The money goes in and comes out. We've always invested it in special treasury issues that mature in less than a year and are redeemable on demand. And that's been the practice ever since it was started. And it's never been the intention to put PCs in there because it just doesn't suit their needs. But legally, they could buy them just the same way as the Social Security Trust Fund can, which is buying some today, in fact.
I wonder how the Post knows that, and my Secretary of Transportation and Deputy Secretary and the Budget Director can't find it out. We've told them we couldn't buy them. It wasn't legal, but it is legal to buy them.
Well, our general counsel had prepared an opinion on the subject of trust fund purchases of PCs, which we had given to anyone who asked for it, that said trust funds could buy them. And this is the basis on which Social Security and unemployment and so on are buying part of this last issue of PCs. They have the same kind of statutes exactly, and we can't hold that one can buy them without the other being also able to.
Where did they get the impression, I wonder, people like Boyd and Bridwell and Schultz, that they couldn't buy them?
Well, the Highway Trust Fund statute itself, and just like Social Security Trust Fund statutes, don't say specifically that they can buy PCs, and they may have only looked at that and had thought, well, this settles it. But the PC statute said that they're lawful investments for any trust fund that's under the control of any government official. That was specifically put in the PC statute.
And it's later, so I guess it would be
prevented. So it governs. And that's the basis that they're sold Social Security and so on.
Is it a fair statement to say that no highway trust funds have ever been invested in participating certificates and none is ever contemplated?
That's right.
All right.
It's been invested in nothing but short-term special treasury issues.
Does the Post editorial this morning say participations, or does it just say treasuries?
No, it says participations. It's based on the theory that the object is to build up that trust fund so that we'll have more places to put participation.
Well, you've got plenty of places to put participation.
That's exactly the point. It's absurd. We got $45 billion more of trust funds that don't have to be built up by this cutback in order to provide money for investment. We aren't going to use all that $45 billion, but it's all available if the Post had any point.
Well, will you get with the proper people at Treasury and try to see if somebody sits down with the editorial writer at the Post and lets him understand it so he won't get this out? One congressman made the mistake the other day, and then they picked up his statement. And people pick up this editorial, and goddamn, no telling how long we'll ever catch it.
Well, I'll talk to the Secretary, Mr. President.
When he gets back from the Hill, and tell him to get this cleaned up straight once and for all.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.